Please be with you, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们平安。
Today we will continue our sermon series looking at the historical background.
我们今天将继续的我们的讲道系列来看那个它的历史背景。
Today we are looking at 2 Kings chapter 17.
我们今天看列王记下第十七章。
Let's look at the verses. In the 12 years of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hosea, son of Elah, became king of Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 9 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, but not like the kings of Israel who preceded him. Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, came up to attack Hoshea, who had been Shalmaneser's vassal and had paid him tribute. But the king of Assyria discovered that Hoshea was a traitor, for he had sent envoys to Saul, king of Egypt, and he no longer paid tribute to the king of Assyria as he had done year by year. Therefore, Shalmaneser seized him and put him in prison. The king of Assyria invaded the entire land, marched against Samaria, and laid siege to it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria and deported the Israelites to Assyria. He settled them in Hala, in Gozan on the Habor River, and in the towns of the Medes. All this took place because the Israelites had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of Egypt from under the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. They worshipped other gods and followed the practices of the nations the Lord had driven out before them, as well as the practices that the kings of Israel had introduced. The Israelites secretly did things against the Lord their God that was not right. From watchtower to fortified city, they built themselves high places in all their towns. They set up sacred stones and Asherah poles on every high hill and under every spreading tree. At every high place, they burned incense, as the nations whom the Lord had driven out before them had done. They did wicked things that aroused the Lord's anger. They worshipped idols, though the Lord had said, "You shall not do this." The Lord warned Israel and Judah through all the prophets and seers, "Turn from your evil ways. Observe my commands and decrees. In accordance with the entire law I have commanded your ancestor to obey and that I delivered to you through my servants, the prophets."
第十四节，他们却不听从，竟印这景象，效法他们列祖，不信服耶和华他们的神，厌弃他的律例和他与他们列祖所立的约，并劝诫他们的话，随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄，效法周围的外邦人，就是耶和华嘱咐他们不可效法的，离弃耶和华他们的神的一切诫命，为自己铸了两个牛犊的像，立了亚瑟拉，敬拜天上的万象，侍奉巴利，又使他们的儿女惊火，用占卜行法术卖了自己，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，惹动他的怒气，所以耶和华向以色列人大大发怒，从自己面前赶出他们，只剩下犹大一个支派。第二十四节，亚述王从巴比伦、古他、亚瓦、哈马和西法瓦因千余人来安置在撒玛利亚的城邑，代替以色列人，他们就得了撒玛利亚，住在其中。第四十一节，如此这些民又惧怕耶和华，又侍奉他们的偶像，他们子子孙孙也都照样行，效法他们的祖宗，直到今日。
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we ask of your Holy Spirit to be with us, so that our hearts may have turned from a heart of stone to hearts of flesh, so that we may obey your word, so that we may know you. Help us, O Lord, to live according to you, to your word, that your word may be the light of our path. Guide us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, in our sermon last week, I shared about King Ahaz of Judah, how he submitted himself to the Assyrians in order to deal with his invaders, Israel and Aram.
在上周的讲道中，我分享了犹大王亚哈斯为了与以色列和亚兰这些入侵者对抗而臣服于亚述人。
Honestly, he should have just stayed calm and trust in the Lord.
说真的，他应该保持镇定并信靠主。
Because regardless of this submission of servitude from Ahaz, Assyria would have fought these countries anyway in order to reassert its dominance and regain the tributes from these states.
因为不管亚哈斯是否臣服，亚述都必须攻打他们，以便重新确定他的统治地位，并重新使这些国家继续的献贡物。
Now, strategically speaking, the empire actually needed that very crucial passageway to the ports in the Levant in order to access the Mediterranean Sea for them to trade freely.
从战略上来说，亚述帝国需要那通往黎凡特港口的重要通道，才能到达地中海来进行自由贸易。
So Assyria then destroyed this rebel alliance and deported people from the 10 tribes of Israel.
所以亚述摧毁了这些反叛的联盟，并从以色列的十个支派把人民驱逐出境。
We know the Assyrians, with their capital at Nineveh, they were cruel people. In ruling and dominating over his empire, they don't care about the cost of human lives or suffering.
亚述人在统治方面是非常残酷的，他们完全不顾及生命或者是人民的那苦难。
The Assyrian king then made Hoshea, the puppet king of Israel, to ensure that Israel will continue to pay their tributes and remain subservient to Assyria.
所以亚述国王任命何西亚为他在以色列的傀儡国王，以确保以色列继续的献上公物。
However, when his son, the son of the Assyrian king, succeeded the throne, Hoshea probably thought that, this change of leadership was his chance to fight for independence.
然而，当他的儿子承袭王位的时候，何西亚可能认为这次的更换领导是他争取独立的机会。
So he ceased to pay the costly annual tributes and sought military support from the Egyptians.
因此他停止了支付那个昂贵的年贡，而且就要去寻求埃及人的军事支持。
The new Assyrian king then responded to Hoshea's act of rebellion and attacked Israel.
那新的亚述国王对何西亚的叛乱做出了回应，他攻打以色列。
And in 3 years' time,Israel was conquered in 722 BC.
只用了三年的时间，以色列就在公元前722年被征服。
2 years later, it was another new Assyrian king who came to deport 27,000 people from Israel, and then he resettled foreigners from other places into Samaria, into Israel.
2 years 后，另一个新的亚述国王将27,000个以色列人驱逐出境，并将其他外邦人安置到以色列。
Samaria was converted into an administrative center for the new Assyrian province called Samarina.
撒玛利亚成为新的亚述国省份撒玛利亚的行政中心。
Since then, Israel, this northern kingdom, has ceased to exist as a kingdom.
从那时起，这北方的王国以色列已经不再是一个王国。
Now, on one hand, we can look at this piece of history from a geopolitical perspective.
从一方面，我们可以从地缘政治的角度来看这一段历史。
we can attribute Israel's demise to maybe a gamble for independence from this superpower Assyria that has ended badly.
我们可以将以色列的灭亡归咎于一个企图摆脱超级大国亚述而独立那个失败的赌注。
Or maybe we can look at this story and we can applaud Hosea as a freedom fighter with at least the guts to try to stand up against the mighty Assyrians. Although I must admit that I suspect he was just an opportunist.
或者我们可以为何西亚这个自由战士而鼓掌，因为至少他有胆量与强大的亚述人抗衡，但我怀疑他只是一个机会主义者。
Now, on the other hand, our scriptures mention very little of such geopolitical analysis.
另一方面，我们的经文很少有这种地缘政治的分析。
You will notice that throughout the records of the generations of kings, they could be very historically successful in reign, they could be victorious in battle, they could be shrewd in diplomacy, they could be merciless in politics, whatever the case. All these were merely hinted at with very short passing remarks.
在历代国王的记载中，你们可以看到，他们可能在统治中取得成功，或者是在战斗中取得胜利，也可能是在外交上非常英明，或在政治上他们毫不留情。但这些都用了很非常简短的话来暗示。
In the records of kings,The only measure that truly mattered to our biblical historians was whether the kings and his people were faithful to God.
在列王记的记载中，我们的圣经历史学家对国王和他的子民唯一的衡量标准就是对上帝的忠诚。
The only measure that truly mattered was who they worship and how they worship.
唯一的衡量标准是他们崇拜谁以及他们如何的崇拜。
So why? Why is this the only measure?
为什么这是那唯一的衡量标准呢？
The scriptures look at the fall of Israel from a theological perspective.
经文是从神学的角度来看以色列的那个没落。
And the key word here is covenant.
关键词就是那所立的约
，a holy and sacred promise between God and His people，
就是上帝和他的子民之间那神圣的应许。
And we find the details of this covenant in Deuteronomy, which states that the basis of this covenant is that God has saved His people from Egyptian slavery and brought them into the promised land.
我们可以在生命中看到他的细节。他说到该约的基础是上帝从埃及奴役中拯救了他的子民，并将他们带入了那应许之地。
So in return, they will fulfill God's law as guidelines in their days of living in the promised land.
而他们将在那应许之地遵守上帝的律法。为准则作为那回应。
God's law would lead them to love God and to love their neighbors and as themselves.
上帝的律法会引导他们爱上帝，并爱人如己。
Loving God will mean that they will stay devoted in worship to God alone and that they will also worship in forms that are desired by God.
爱上帝意味着他们将继续虔诚的单单的敬拜上帝，并按照上帝所要求的形式来敬拜。
Loving others would mean that all lives will be cherished and justice for all the people would be upheld.
爱别人意味着会珍惜所有人的生命和为所有人维护公义。
I say this again, and this is important. All lives, whether it's the lives of the poor,whether it's lives of the minority, whether it's lives of those people who are vulnerable, all lives should be cherished. Nobody should be prejudiced against.
我再重申，所有的生命都必须要被珍惜， 不管是那些穷人或者是那些少数的，他们都应该被珍惜。
This is what it means to love others as themselves.
这就是所谓的爱人如己。
So you can imagine that if God's laws were truly to be observed, then the people of God would be such a blessing to all the nations when they witness the peace and the prosperity of the people in, that is living in this land.
我们可以想象，如果上帝的子民完全的遵守上帝的律法，当列国见证到上帝的子民的那和平与繁荣的时候，上帝的子民是多么的能够成为列国的祝福。
That was the vision that was described in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 5.
这就是在以赛亚书第二章第一到第五节所描述的那意象。
A vision where people from everywhere will flock to Jerusalem to learn the ways of God.
就是世界各地的人们都涌向耶路撒冷学习上帝的道的意象。
But unfortunately, the reverse is also true.
不幸的是，反之亦然。
If they broke this covenant by turning away from God and bringing violence and injustice into this land, then they will have perverted their calling and they deserve to face judgment and destruction for their evil.
如果他们背弃上帝，没有去所立的约，并将暴力和不公正带入那地，他们就会败坏对他们的呼召，他们要为自己的邪恶面对审判和毁灭。
And that was precisely the verdict that was given in our passage today.
这正是我们今天经文所给的结论。
We read this in verse 15. It says, they rejected his decrees and the covenant that he had made with their ancestors and the statutes that he had warned them to keep.
我们在第十五节看到，他们厌弃他的律例和他与他们列祖所立的约，并劝诫他们的话。
They followed the worthless idols and themselves became worthless.
随从虚无的神，自己成为虚妄。
They imitated the nations around them, although God had already warned them, saying, "Do not do as they do."
他们效法周围的外邦人，就是耶和华嘱咐他们不可效法的。
This verse clearly states that the people of Israel, they had broken God's laws in the Holy Covenant.
这节经文清楚地表明，以色列人违反了与上帝那神圣约中的那个律法。
And we know this means that they did not love God and they did not love their neighbors as themselves.
我们就非常清楚地知道，他们并不爱上帝，也不爱人如己。
So in their imitations of the foreign nations, both in worship and in their daily practices, it says here that they became worthless.
他们的崇拜和日常操练因为效法周围的外邦人而使他们变得虚妄。
Now this word worthless is the same word that is used in Ecclesiastes to describe vanity or meaningless, depending on the translation.
这和传道书中用来形容虚荣或者虚空是用同一个词。
The literal meaning of this is to, you know, chase after a vapor or a breath or wind.
字面的意思是在追逐那些过眼云烟的东西。
Which means, you know, being transient and pointless, doing something meaningless.
都是短暂而且毫无意义的。
It means that when the kings and the people of God, they worship all these non-existent idols, they become as good as non-existent themselves.
这意味着当国王和上帝的子民敬拜那些不存在的偶像的时候，他们也变得一样的不存在。
Who you worship and how you live are intertwined.
你所敬拜的和你的生命 是互相交织的。
And when the people worshipped idols, the idolatry was not the cause, but the symptom that the fear of God was no longer in their hearts.
当人们敬拜偶像的时候，敬拜偶像不是他们内心不再敬畏上帝的原因，而是一个症状。
Prophets like Amos and Hosea describe how the rich and powerful in Israel had oppressed the poor.
先知好像阿摩斯和何西阿描述了以色列的那些有钱的和 有权力的，他们如何的去压迫穷人。
And we know that actually all lives should be cherished.
我们知道所有的生命都应该被珍惜。
Whether you, no matter how privileged you are, you have no right to oppress those who don't have the same privilege as you.
不管你多么的有能力，你没有资格去压迫别人。
That you have a responsibility to be taking care of everyone and treat everyone equally.
你有那个去好好的照顾别人，并对公平的对待每个人的那个权利的职分。
And so if Israel has failed to shine as a light for the Gentiles,
如果以色列未能成为照亮外邦人的光，
that by right, God's salvation should have worked through them to reach the ends of the earth.
照理说，上帝的救恩能够通过他们被传到地极。
And so when they fail to shine as the light, then they are as good as a broken bulb in the midst of darkness.
那他们就像是在黑暗中啊破裂的灯泡一样。
They become worthless and meaningless.
他们变得虚无，毫无意义。
They are as good as non-existent.
他们就好像不存在一样。
Now we cannot witness the fall of Israel without a very critical self-examination of our own faith community.
我们不可以看到以色列的沦陷而不对自己的信仰群体进行严格的自我检讨。
Who do we worship?
我们敬拜谁呢？
Who is truly the God of our lives?
谁是我们生命中那真正的神呢？
If we don't ask these very critical questions, if we do not worship accordingly, will we suffer the same fate of judgment as the people of Israel?
如果我们没问这个问题，我们是否将遭受和以色列人民那相同的审判命运吗？
As Christians, we are the new people of God.
作为一个基督徒，我们是上帝新的民。
God was the one who called us to him and gave us this new covenant in Jesus Christ.
是上帝呼召我们，并通过耶稣基督给我们新约。
So in looking at what happened to Israel, we have to reflect, are we faithful to God in this new covenant?
因此在看到发生在以色列的事情的时候，我们必须反思，我们在新约里是不是忠于上帝。
Dr. Hoxing reminded us to worship the creator and not the created.
傅成博士提醒我们要敬拜那造物主，而不是敬拜那被造的。
Our priorities in life will indicate whether we really put the Creator God first or actually we put the created things like material possessions first.
我们生活中的，在我们生命中的那些优先事项，将显露我们是将创造万物的上帝放在首位，还是将好像物质财产之类的被造物放在首位。
Worship goes beyond our Sunday services attendances.
敬拜不单单是只是出席星期天的礼拜。
It is also about how we live our daily lives.
它是关乎我们的日常生活。
Do we cherish the lives around us?
我们是不是最珍惜在我们周围的生命呢？
Do we treat everybody equally and without bias?
我们是不是公平地对待每一个人呢？
The ancient people of Israel failed to be the light to the Gentiles.
古时代的以色列人民未能够成为外邦人的亮光。
What about us? Do we shine as a light to the world?
那我们呢？我们是不是像在世界里的世界的光？
Jesus is the light of the world.
耶稣是那世界的光。
Therefore, our lives must be distinctively Christ-like in order to shine.
因此，我们的生命必须像基督一样才能够发光。
Otherwise, just like the ancient Israelites, we are mere imitations of the rest of humanity when we just do as they do.
否则，我们就像古代的以色列人一样，当我们跟着别人的做法做的时候，我们只不过是在效仿他人。
In the difficult times of COVID-19, there are churches that open up to the homeless, they deliver food to the migrant workers, they set up programs for homebound children, and so on and so on.
在冠状病毒疫情的这个困难期间，有些教会向无家可归的人敞开大门，他们向外劳提供服务，也为那些必须留在家中的儿童制定课程等等。
I know of church leaders and church members who comforted the needy and provided necessities like face masks and groceries.
我知道有教会的领导人和会友去安慰那些有需要的人，并且提供了口罩和食品杂货。
I believe that it is in the moments of darkness where we should shine the brightest.
我相信在最黑暗的时刻，我们应该照耀得最明亮。
We must not take our status as the people of God for granted.
我们不能把我们作为上帝子民的那个身份视为理所当然。
The honor to serve him is the grace of God.
服侍他的荣幸也是上帝的恩典。
And let me be clear here, if we are worthless, just like how the ancient people of Israel who sullied the divine grace of living in the promised land, then God's judgment to expel the evil might be due when his patience runs us out.
如果我们虚妄的话，就好像古代以色列人民那样玷污了在应许之地生活的神圣恩典，那么由于上帝的耐心被耗尽了，上帝驱逐邪恶的审判可能就要来临。
None of us are entitled to what we own.
我们都没有资格去拥有我们现在所拥有的。
None of us are entitled, especially the gifts that we possess.
尤其是我们所拥有的那恩典。
Use them for good or lose them for good.
要善用它们，不然将会永远失去。
From a theological perspective, the same can be true as well as those of us who are living in a land like Singapore or along Outram Road.
从神学的角度来看，居住在新加坡这地或者是沿着欧南路的我们也是如此。
Sometimes in analyzing history, we speak of pivotal moments.
有时在分析历史时，我们会谈到那些关键时刻。
The turning points in history where the course of a person's life or the trajectory of a nation's fortunes was changed.
一个人的生活历程的转变，或者是一个国家的命运的变化，都是那转折点。
In reflecting on the fall of Israel, the pivotal moments we could say could be Solomon setting up all the high places for his foreign wives.
在反思以色列的沦陷这件事的时候，那关键的时刻可能是所罗门为他外邦妻子所立的丘坛。
Or we can say that, oh, maybe the pivotal moment was when Jeroboam the first, he built the golden calves. Or maybe Menahem who collaborated with the Assyrians. Or maybe it was Hosea who betrayed them. These were the pivotal moments.
或者我们可以说其他的关键时刻，有好像耶罗波安一世，他建造了那金牛犊，或者是米娜与亚述人的合作，或者又是何西亚出卖了亚述人。
We might think that it's because of these moments that caused Israel to be destroyed in the end.
我们可能认为就是这些时刻导致以色列最终被毁灭。
But I disagree.
但我不同意。
In 2 Kings chapter 17 verse 13, it says that the Lord warned Israel and Judah through all his prophets and seers.
在列王记下17章13节说到，耶和华借众先知先见劝诫以色列人和犹大人说，
saying to them repeatedly to turn from your evil ways, observe my commands and decrees in accordance with the entire law that I've commanded your ancestors to obey and that I delivered to you through my servants, the prophets.
当离开你们的恶行，谨守我的诫命律例，遵行我吩咐你们的列祖，并借我仆人众先知所传给你们的律法。
But they would not listen and were as stiff-necked as their ancestors who did not trust in the Lord their God.
但他们却不听从，竟应这景象，效法他们的列祖，不信服耶和华他们的神。
So we see here, all the prophets, all the seers, all the servants of God, evidently, there were actually countless moments to turn and obey, to listen and trust.
我们在这里看到他们有无数的时机离开遵行，并听从信服。
But in those countless moments, there was no turning to obey, there was no listening to trust.
但在那无数的时机，并没有离开遵行，也没有听从信服上帝。
And so the path towards destruction continued on.
因此他们继续走在往毁灭的道路上。
So I think that we should have a different attitude when we look at the present moment.
因此我认为我们对现在应该持有不同的态度。
Because any moment, any point in your life can become a point of change when you choose to turn and obey, when you choose to listen and trust.
因为当你选择离开遵行，听从信服时，你生命中的任何时刻都可以成为你生命里转折点的那一刻。
Just like in the story of Jonah, we might say, who knows, maybe God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish.
就像约拿的故事一样，我们可能会说，或者神转意后悔，不发烈怒，使我们不至灭亡，也未可知。
From this pandemic, we learn that it is the behavior of everyone that matter, even the little things like just wearing a mask or staying at home.
从这次的大流行中，我们了解到每个人的行为举止都是很重要的，即使是像戴口罩或是待在家里这些小事。
We can flatten the curve and change the course of history whenever we choose to do the right thing, no matter how small it might be.
每当我们选择做正确的事情时，不论那事情有多小，我们都可以去改变历史的进程。
And if you are already on a path that is leading away from God, the trajectory of your life might be moving quickly towards complete darkness.
如果你已经走在那远离上帝的道路上，那么你生命的轨迹可能会迅速地朝向那黑暗。
But I say again, you can choose to make a difference, no matter how small.
我再说一次，无论事情的大小，你都可以选择有所作为。
Every moment is a moment of choice to turn and obey, to listen and trust.
每时每刻 都是选择去离开遵行、听从幸福的时刻。
We must shine the light of Christ wherever we are, whenever we are.
无论我们身在何处，我们都必须发出基督的光。
With the advantage of hindsight, we can look back in history, and sometimes we might be able to tell, oh, that should have been the right decisions.
有了后见之明，我们就可以回顾历史，并判断所应该采取的正确决定。
And so in life, it is the same. Sometimes we may wonder, where are the pivotal moments for me to change and do something about my life, whether it is for better or for worse.
所以生命也是一样的，我们可能想知道什么时刻是改变我们生命的那关键时刻，不管是更好或者是改得更坏。
But brothers and sisters, I want to challenge you. What about this moment right now?
啊，兄弟姐妹们，啊，我想提出一个挑战，就是现在这一刻如何？
Maybe we are not history makers.
或许我们不是历史创造者。
But at the very least, you can change something about the story of your life.
但至少你可以改变你自己的生命故事。
You can do something about the curve.
你可以改变那个弧度。
It may be a change of attitude towards someone to show kindness or forgiveness.
这可能是改变对某某人的态度表示友善或宽恕。
It may be a change of habits towards something to become more proactive or more of a team player.
也可能是改变某种习惯，变得更加的积极主动，成为团队的一份子。
To me, it's about choosing to listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and then to trust and obey.
对我来说，这是关于选择听从圣灵的提示，然后信服并遵行。
Let me end my sermon with a story as an encouragement to all of us.
让我以一个故事来作为我讲到的结束，作为给大家的一个鼓励。
As we look back in history at the aftermath of the fall of Israel,
当我们回顾历史到以色列沦陷后，
we saw that the people of Israel were being taken from their homeland into exile in Assyria.
我们看到以色列人从本地被掳到亚述。
And then the king of Israel then put people from other places and then settled them into the towns of Samaria to replace these Israelites.
亚述王从别的地方迁移人来，安置在撒玛利亚的城邑，代替以色列人。
Then we were told that one of the priests who had been exiled from Samaria was asked to come back to live in Bethel.And to teach all these people who were being, you know, put into Samaria, to teach them how to worship the Lord.
我们现在看到有一个从撒玛利亚被掳去的祭司，他回来，他住在伯特利，指教他们怎么去敬畏耶和华。
But even at the end of our passage today, we were told that God is just one of the many gods that they worship.
我们看到耶和华只是他们敬拜众多的神的其中一个。
Our passage today even ended by telling us that the idolatries continue on until the day where this piece of history was being written.
我们今天甚至以那个崇拜偶像崇拜一直持续到记载历史的那一刻作为结束。
So it looked as if the people of Israel were doomed.
看来以色列人注定要失败。
But somewhere along the way, there was transformations.
但在这个过程中的某个阶段，有了那个转变。
The foreigners intermarried with the local Israelites who were left behind, and their descendants were known as the Samaritans.
那外邦人与留在当地的以色列人结婚，他们的后代被称为撒玛利亚人。
And we know that several hundred years after the fall of Israel, there was a creed that is held by all these Samaritans.
我们知道在以色列沦陷后的700年，撒玛利亚人有一个信条。
And this creed says that we say, my faith is in Yahweh.
这信条说到，我的信仰是在耶和华。
And in Moses, the son of Abraham, thy servant, in the holy law, in Mount Gerizim, Bethel, and in the day of vengeance and recompense.
是在亚兰的儿子摩西，你的仆人，在圣洁的律法，在基利心上的伯特利，在复仇和补偿之日。
My faith is in Yahweh.
我的信仰是在耶和华。
This creed is the evidence that the Samaritans had turned from the idolatry of their forefathers.
这信条是撒玛利亚人已经离开祖先祭拜偶像的证据。
The Jews might despise the Samaritans for not worshipping in the Jerusalem temple.
犹太人可能会因为撒玛利亚人没有在耶路撒冷圣殿内敬拜而鄙视他们。
They might despise these Samaritans for not having the purity in their bloodlines due to all these mixed marriages.
他们也可能也因为没有因为通婚而保持血统的纯洁性而去鄙视他们。
But at the very least, the Samaritan worship creed indicates to us that they have the fear of the Lord in their hearts.
但至少他们撒玛利亚人的信条让我们知道他们心中敬畏上帝。
In the New Testament, we know that the Samaritans eventually accepted the gospel in John chapter 4 and in Acts chapter 8.
在新约圣经中，我们知道撒玛利亚人最终在约翰福音第四章和使徒行传第八章接受了福音。
There were no pivotal moments that were recorded to suggest what made all these Samaritans move away from the idolatry in those 700 years.
并没有什么被记载的关键时刻可以去说明是什么使得撒玛利亚人在那700年中离开了敬拜偶像。
There was no single pivotal moment.
没有一个单一的关键时刻。
But I believe it was the countless turning points that mattered.
但我相信是那无数的转折点所造成的。
When many of these descendants of Israel chose to turn back to God.
当这许多的以色列后裔选择了回归上帝。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, we pray that indeed the Spirit may stir in our hearts so that we may choose to listen and to obey and also to trust so that we may indeed change our lives and live according to your ways. Help us, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.